Live from our KGGF Historic Studios on this Friday morning, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us, as we are many times on these Friday mornings, joined by great legislative leaders around the state of Kansas, as this morning we are joined by Senator Dan Goddard, Republican out of the 15th District. As Dan, can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Great stuff. Again, Dan, thanks so much. I know you've got to bounce out of here about 5 minutes shy of 8 o'clock, and I know you're a busy, busy guy this morning, so I really, really do appreciate you taking some time to speak about everything that's been going on, and we'll get your thoughts. So I think that's a good place to start, as I'm sure it's been a busy week for you, but let us know your thoughts about the last couple of weeks up there in Topeka.
Well, I'll tell you what, the last couple of weeks have been mostly committee work. This last week, however, I think... We have a bill that's going to impact the entire state in terms of the education funding. I serve on the Senate Select Committee on Education Funding, and we passed out Senate Bill number 142, which is an attempt to satisfy the state Supreme Court for the cost of living increase in school funding. What it really boils down to is an increase in base state aid per student. Under current law for this upcoming school year, this base state aid is $4,302 per student, and this bill would increase it to $4,436. And for the following school year, it would be a similar increase. And what it boils down to is about a $90 million increase in aid to schools.
And in the education and things like that. Well, I've got to ask here, in terms of kind of historically speaking, have we seen these types of approaches towards it, and how does it fare when it does get through there, and kind of, you know, where are your thoughts on this bill actually getting passed?
Well, I think the bill will get passed. There was a competing thought that would have increased over several years aid to schools up to $900 million a year, which would have really broke the bank in the state of Kansas. And I think this is a good faith effort to satisfy the Supreme Court on that. This is only a part of the education funding. The regular education funding is in a separate bill, and this is a supplemental to the regular funding.
Certainly. So it kind of sounds like, you know, obviously both parties are very interested in a high priority in education, but sometimes have different outlets of getting there. Is your thoughts right now, preliminary thoughts towards it, is this kind of something that both parties are going to be happy with, or is one side going to be a little bit more of a victory with it?
Well, I think that, you know, if people really think about it, both parties should be in favor of this. This was actually a part of Governor Kelly's recommendation, and I would think that the Democrats would come on board.
Certainly, certainly. Well, it's good to hear that they're making some strides within that that field, as well as, of course, the education was a part of the plan. And it's good to see that there has been some strides made with that. Is there, you had mentioned some committee work as well. Is there anything that is newsworthy, whether you know, in the committees that you are a part of there, Senator Goddard?
Well, for example, on transportation, we had a hearing on Senate Bill 192, which would authorize the Secretary of Transportation to designate some toll projects where improvements will ease traffic flow. I liken this to if anybody's traveled around the country to a bridge toll. It would not be tolling on an entire stretch of highway. It would just be for a part of it. And what it does is it allows for community input. If the community doesn't agree with it, I have a feeling that there's a little chance of having a toll instituted. On the Ways and Means Committee, most of our work has been done in subcommittees. And there are subcommittees for every state agency to review their budgets. I sit on five of those, and of the five, I chair two. And this morning, I'll be giving a report to the Ways and Means Committee on the state adjutant general budget. And we go through every single budget there is in the state to come up with a complete budget for the state of Kansas.
Certainly. So it seems like you guys have been hard at work in the first month and a half of the session up there, especially within committees, and then this bill arises with that. So it's been a busy week, seems like, up there in Topeka, and that it doesn't really look like it's going to get any easier for next week. And what are your thoughts on the following week for us?
Well, I think that we're going to start hearing bills. We did not hear any bills on the Senate floor this week. But starting next week, I think the floodgates will open, and we'll start hearing bills. One bill that we did hear in the last several weeks is a Farm Bureau health care bill. I voted for that bill. It passed out of the Senate, and now it's in the House. In addition to that, Senate Bill 22 was passed out of the Senate, and that's properly called the decoupling from the federal tax code bill. When it left the Senate, it had a decoupling from the for individuals from the federal tax code that would allow people to itemize, even if they couldn't itemize on their federal return, and then it also had some content for corporate taxes that would that have never been established before, and most of us felt, and I felt, that if that bill had failed, it would be voting for a tax increase in the state of Kansas. When that bill hit the House, they've added to it. They've added a one percentage point reduction in food sales tax, and they've also added a few other things, and that will be coming back to the Senate. I think it's 50-50 on whether we'll concur with the House or if that bill will go to conference committee and get worked out there. But coming up, we have a couple of bills that we'll hear in transportation. One is to provide for increased registration fees for electric and hybrid vehicles. The thought behind that bill is that every vehicle ought to be contributing to the Department of Transportation and help maintaining our roads. The other bill that's coming up there is regulating the operation of electric-assisted scooters on roads and highways, and that remains to be seen how that's going to come out. We'll hear that bill next Wednesday.
Yeah, definitely seems like you guys are about to hit the gas pedal here and get down to it next week.
You bet. And in assessment and taxation, one that will probably pique the interest of all retirees, there's a Senate Bill 174 that would exempt all Social Security benefits from Kansas income tax. Right now, depending on your level of income, a part of your Social Security benefits may be taxed, and this would eliminate state taxes on Social Security benefits.
Great, yeah, no. So it's going to start flowing in. That like you had mentioned, great description of it. The floodgates are about to open. As really, again, give me an idea of next week with this bill going into play with the education. Is that something that will maybe be resolved by next week, and we might have word on that, or is it something that is probably going to have to be pushed through a couple of more different levels to finally get passed?
Well, since we kicked it out of committee to the Senate floor, we'll probably hear that bill next week, and you'll know how that comes out after our debate, and then it will move on to the House, and the House will have their process to go through to debate the bill.
Great, yeah, and we will definitely keep an eye on that as well. As Senator Goddard, thanks so much for kind of highlighting a couple of things. I know there was some transportation bills in there that some of our listeners might be interested in, as well as those retirement bills that may be being looked at or passed within the next couple of weeks as well. So we do appreciate you taking some time here with us this morning as we are speaking with Republican Senator Dan Goddard out of the 15th District. As Dan, again, thanks so much. Did you have any final notes or anything that you wanted to get out lastly before we send you off?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, it's very good to talk with you and be able to communicate with folks back in the district. I just want to reiterate that I am always available for contact through my email or by text. And if people have a concern, I'd really appreciate them contacting me in any one of those three ways.
Certainly. Yep. Transparency is always key, and Senator Dan Goddard is always willing to answer your questions, especially on things concerning in his committees or any bills that may be being presented to the Senate floor. So again, Republican Senator Dan Goddard over the phones. Dan, thank you so much, and we'll just check in with you next month. How's that sound?
That sounds great, and thanks again.
Hey, thanks anytime, and Dan, you just have a good rest of your day and a good meeting.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Again, Senator Dan Goddard joining us over the phone for our legislative leaders. Look at the state of Kansas, as well as many other bills that may be being passed through the Senate coming up in the next week or two. Sounds like they are about to get busy up there in Topeka. For now, this is the Mighty 690 KGGF.